clicks make a big difference. MyCRI.ca.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, independent campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh. We also stream online at cjsf.ca and listen to podcasts of our programs and our website.
Hello and welcome to Earth Riot Radio. I'm Reverend Billy in New York at the Church of Stop Shopping. And what kind of Earth Riot do we have today? It's a remarkable thing when you have that moment. When you realize the Earth is intelligent, that the Earth is, the material of the Earth has a hard-driving intelligence. If you put material from the earth, soil, water, in a little, give them a little bit of sunlight, very soon the molecules and compounds down in that nano world that we can't see, they start organizing, circling each other, joining, and they become gradually an organism. The material of the universe wants to be alive and wants to make life. Some scientists argue that the material of the entire universe is basically intelligence. Well, I don't know, but I feel it. And I think some of the listeners, I can feel you nodding your head. Some of you are shouting Earth-a-luya right now. I know that we can sense how alive the earth is when we go outside, go into a forest, just be with the earth. And the earth's intelligence just comes into us and we feel so good about it. We have a companion here. We have real leadership here. Earth-a-luya. Yes, we have somebody who will guide us through life, with its life. Somebody give me an earth-a-luya here today. We're going to have a good riot.
Thank you. Heroes
number two.
Support and key role of CV in post-corona economy.
Number three.
Correct leadership to advance a sustainable strategy.
Number four.
Prefer sustainable investments.
Number five.
Prefer bio-based sustainable feedstocks.
Number six.
Renewable carbon from biosphere. Atmosphere. Renewable carbon is one of the keys to CB.
Number seven.
CB attracts the youngster. Keep this attraction.
Number eight.
CB serves to become a zone manager. CB serves to become a zone manager. CB serves to become a zone manager. Our nature.
Where's love? It's everywhere. Everywhere in and of and for and by the earth. It's everywhere. Everywhere you go. And it's in our bodies. There are critters making love in our bodies, breathing. We take them into our, down our windpipes. We have love in our blood, in our, everywhere you go in the face of the earth. We have love in the rivers and the mountains and the sky, along the root systems, up in the branches, in the wind. Everyone in life is making more life by making love. And that's an assignment we have from the, well, I live in this I live in this body, and I live inside of a larger body, and that larger body is the earth. And the earth gives us this instruction. The earth tells us to love and make more life. We're walking along a road, and there's a sign, and the sign is made of desire. And the sign says, go that way, and we go that way. We go down that path, through that forest, up through that swamp, up into that sky. We come back down on another road, and we go for a while on another sign. We follow our desire, keep running and walking. We're following those signs until we meet another human being face to face. And then what? That living being might love us and might not. We may have an invitation to spend the rest of our life with that person. But we know that because love is everywhere, and the instruction from this larger loving being we live inside of, the earth, is to love, we know that the people who are preventing love by putting toxins into the air and the water and the soil from their offices at the tops of these giant corporations I have in my window here in New York, we know that we must stop them and start love. Stop them, find a way to oppose them, dismantle them, make it impossible for them to put toxins into our life. Make it impossible for them to oppose love. And the instrument that we have, the strongest political force that we have to prevent them from stopping love, is love itself. Loveluia. On this day after No King's Day, I just feel like saying, we're all lovers. And we have what it takes for the earth to go forward with life.
Hello, welcome to News from the Natural World. I'm Savitri D. Hawaii is assessing the extensive damage left by the worst flooding the islands have seen in more than 20 years. Heavy rains and floodwater forced thousands on the north shore of Oahu to evacuate and triggered evacuation orders for parts of Maui. Floodwater from rains lifted houses and cars, inundated farms, and swept through grocery stores on the islands, leaving behind a thick layer of mud. The storm, one of the most significant to hit Hawaii in decades, followed extreme winter weather, which struck the state last week and left the earth saturated with water. Hawaii's Governor Josh Green stated that the storms had caused at least $1 billion in damages. Honeybees rely on pollen as their main food source. It contains essential lipids called sterols that are critical for growth and development. But climate change and intensive farming have reduced the variety of flowers bees depend on. As a result, bees are increasingly missing key nutrients. Beekeepers often use artificial pollen substitutes made from protein flour, sugars, and oils. These provide calories but lack the sterols bees need, leaving colonies nutritionally deficient. To fill this gap, researchers engineered the yeast Yarrowia lipolytica to produce a precise mix of six essential sterols. They added this yeast to bee diets and tested it over 3 months in controlled glasshouse experiments. The results were dramatic. Colonies receiving the enriched diet produced up to 15 times more larvae that reached the pupal stage compared with those on standard diets. They also continued raising brood throughout the entire study period. Colonies without sterols stopped producing brood after about 90 days. Even more striking, the nutrient profile of larvae matched that of bees feeding naturally, suggesting the supplement closely replicates real pollen nutrition. Science at the base collaboration of CERN's antimatter factory have transported antimatter by road for the first time ever. The team placed 92 antiprotons in a special penning trap, a device that can confine electrically charged particles. The base step penning trap system was then loaded at the back of a truck and sent around the CERN campus. In total, the drive was 7.5 kilometers, roughly twice the largest route one can do around the premises without leaving CERN. It was an incredible success. It didn't just work barely, it worked perfectly. At the end of the drive, there were still 92 antiprotons in the trap. Everything just functioned, everything just went as planned, and at that point, we opened the bottles of champagne and celebrated because it was the first transport of antimatter ever. That's according to Marcel Lenhart, graduate researcher and team member of BASE. A female Iberian lynx was recorded on a camera trap in central Spain near a water trough. She was filmed dunking her freshly caught rabbit prey into the water. Washing of food items is known in primates, birds, and raccoons, but this is more typical among species that consume fruits or a more omnivorous diet. Most of these behaviors were also witnessed in captivity, with only long-tailed macaques reported to wash food in the wild. Soaking prey, like the lynx demonstrated, has not been reported in carnivores, and usually prey is consumed soon after death. Any manipulation is typically to aid in consumption or to store prey to eat at a later time. What is unusual is that this behavior has been seen in more than one lynx in this area, suggesting it is a cultural practice. Scientists have observed 8 instances of this prey-soaking behavior by 5 different females at 5 different water troughs. The team theorized that prey soaking could help the transition of cubs from milk to solid food during the late summer period by softening the flesh of the dead animal. The Trump administration is building hundreds of miles of border wall through iconic national parks, public lands, and ecologically sensitive wilderness, empowered by provisions in the One Big Beautiful Bill that provided $46.5 billion in funding, as well as a 2005 law that waived dozens of environmental rules for border security projects. The Smart Wall Project calls for a wall in parts of rugged Texas desert that are experiencing historically low border crossings, and a second wall across parts of California, Arizona, and New Mexico that already have barriers from the first Trump administration. The aggressive pace, 3 new miles of wall a week, has alarmed advocates and national park staff who say the construction will destroy pristine country, threaten endangered species, and cut off access to sacred indigenous and archaeological sites. Department of Homeland Security and the Defense Department plan to construct more than 1,350 miles of new border wall in the Southwest, in addition to more than 750 miles of primary wall and roughly 600 miles of secondary wall. Customs and Border Patrol is planning for more than 500 miles of water barriers, such as buoys. Cameras, lights, and other surveillance technology would complement the physical barriers in many places, with some areas covered by sensors. The Trump administration has issued at least $22 billion in contracts to construction crews. A suspected meteor that fell over the Cleveland area last week shook homes and startled residents who heard a boom that some compared to an explosion. People hundreds of miles away reported seeing the bright fireball even though it was 9 a.m. The American Meteor Society said it received reports from Wisconsin to Maryland. "This one really does look like it's a fireball, which means it's a meteorite, a small asteroid," said astronomer Carl Hergenrother. "The fireball might have been the size of a softball or basketball, or perhaps even larger, and probably hit the atmosphere at many tens of miles per second. There are no early reports of any debris being found." In a new study, Northwestern University scientists explored how snowflies survive in freezing cold temperatures. Snowflies are small, wingless insects that crawl across snow to find mates and lay eggs. They generate their own body heat like a mammal and produce antifreeze proteins like an Arctic fish. While sub-zero temperatures are a death sentence for most other insects, these adaptations allow snowflies to remain active at temperatures as low as -6 degrees Celsius. Or 21 degrees Fahrenheit. Other insects, like bees and moths, shiver to increase their heat. But scientists found no evidence of shivering. Snowflies, instead, are likely to produce heat at the cellular level, similar to how mammals and even some plants generate heat. At least 600 published papers suggest happiness is U-shaped in age. In other words, when a person is young, they are as happy as they are going to be until old age. It's hard to overstate how universal the U-shape happiness curve was. It had been evidenced in just about every human society tested, from advanced and wealthy countries to developing nations. It was seen in the English-speaking and non-English speaking world, in places with high and low life expectancies, high and low levels of democracy, and irrespective of average earnings or GDP. Danny Blanchflower, who studies this and conducted this exhaustive research, found evidence of the nadir in happiness in 145 countries, including 109 developing and 36 developed countries. He found the U-shaped curve in Europe, Asia, North and South America, Australasia, and Africa. And in 138 out of 193 member countries of the United Nations. So fundamental is the U-shaped pattern that you don't even need to restrict yourself to human societies to see it. The trend has been seen in populations of great apes. It was, it appeared, an inescapable part of being not just a human, but hominin, to be destined, seemingly by biology, to be happy when we're young and old and grumpy in the middle age. Now, everything has changed. Young adults aged 18 to 25 are the least happy people. Unhappiness now declines with age, and happiness rises with age. And this change seems to have started around 2017. The prime age, meaning people in middle age, are happier than the young. The evidence for this transformation first became apparent in the United States and the United Kingdom, but is now true in 82 countries worldwide. And now the sounds of extinction. Scientists have witnessed the birth of a fin whale off the coast of the Caribbean island of Dominica. Out of 93 species of cetaceans, a group that includes whales, dolphins, and porpoises, only 9 have ever been observed giving birth in the wild. It is fascinating to see the intergenerational support from the grandmother to her laboring daughter, and the support from other unrelated females. This is the first evidence of birth assistance in non-primates. Immediately after the birth, the pod's behavior rapidly changed as every single member became active. All the adults were squeezing the newborn's body between theirs, touching it with their heads. The whales pointed their noses towards the newborn, pushing it around under the water and onto and across their bodies above the surface. Cetaceans are the only mammals that return to the ocean. This dive back into the water required some evolutionary tricks to prevent newborns from drowning, as whales don't know how to swim when they're born. And hear the sound of a pod of fin whales.
Children is the cause of that ill disease. My world is slowly falling down. Then the air is not fit to breathe. And those of us who care enough, we've got to do something. Oh, what you gonna do about me? Oh, what you gonna do about me? Newspapers, they just put you on. They never tell you the whole story. They just put your young ideas down. I was wondering if this was the end of our pride and glory. Oh, what you gonna do? Me. Oh, what you gonna do about me? You got me always on the run, always
on the run? Who is 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 on the run? Going in, out, in, out. In, out, in, out. Got me going up, down, down, up, down, down, down. Got me going left, right, right, left, right, right, left, left, right. No taxation without representation. Remember that. No taxation without representation. Remember that. No taxation without representation. Remember that. Remember that. Remember that.
Well, hello and, well, goodbye. This is the end of our Earth Riot Radio this week. And if you followed the river of my preaching through the wonderful contributions of Savitri D and Richie Havens and our editor Jason Candler and loons and clarinets and Duke Ellington and his band... And the Stop Shopping Choir, of course. We come to the conclusion of my comments. I'm going to surface with my final sermon contribution. And it's the same punchline that I had this week in our Sunday No Kings Day performance by the Church of Stop Shopping Choir. And Savitri and myself here in New York. And that is that the intelligence that I talked about at the top of the ERR this week, the love that I talked to you about at the just before the news, we've got to put them together. The earth is intelligence. The earth is love. The intelligence and the love go together. The earth puts the intelligence and the love in us. We have the mental capacity. We have the heart. We have the ability to make love and make life. And we have the ability to protect life by thinking about what is danger. Climate change is danger. Billionaire economies are danger. So we know how to love and we know how to survive, how to protect. They go together. They're one would say they're the same thing. How did they become separate? Loving and being intelligent are the same thing. And so let's put them together. Love and intelligent. Put them together now. Intelligent. Intelligent. Hey, there you go. Intelligent. Put the two together. Intelligent. Can you say that? Intelligent. We've got it. We got the love. We got the smarts. Intelligent. All right, people. See you next week. Somebody give me an earth. Hallelujah.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM. We stream on the internet at cjsf.ca.
Do you like music or do you like technology? Or do you like talking to people? CJSF Radio is the place for you. Here at CJSF, the opportunities are endless. You can interview artists and bands, speak up for what you believe in, or even host your own show and tons more. To find out more information, visit cjsf.ca.
CJSF.